Surrey County Council is pressing ahead with devolution. So could I just have your reaction to the news first? For listeners who don't understand, why has this been paused?
Effectively, it's quite a confusing picture. What you've got is a situation at the moment where local government reorganisation for four councils in the country has been withdrawn. For other councils, it's been paused. But for Surrey, it's actually going ahead at the moment. And that's because the legislation for Surrey was passed, and also because we've had the local elections for Surrey as well.
Is there a danger that this could affect Surrey going forward?
Yeah, absolutely. And my major concern is that Surrey is effectively being used as a test case for a plan that the government currently won't legally back anywhere else in England. And what we were asking for in the chamber yesterday was to actually see the full legal advice so we can actually understand why this has been paused or withdrawn in other areas, because obviously we want to make sure that both East and West Surrey are a success. So we need to understand why they've made a different decision for other counties.
I think people are a bit confused anyway about what devolution means for Surrey, and they're just getting their heads around that, and now they're being confronted with this. We did have listeners contacting us yesterday saying, why is this happening, and do they need to do anything, or should they be concerned?
Well, I think at the moment, obviously, East and West Surrey, the local government reorganisation for that is going ahead, and they will take over on the 1st of April next year. So that's all in legislation and moving forward. But our major concern is that really we want to understand the legal justification for what's happened to the other councils, the pausing and the withdrawal. And also one of the things that we know now is that the reorganisation has cost far more, is costing far more money than anticipated. And we'd like to make sure that the government is actually providing support and financial funding for that so that we can make sure that East and West Surrey are a success moving forward.
That's a danger, isn't it? That this is all going to start costing millions more than it already has. And you've got some people who say there's no need to devolve. You've got Surrey's 11 borough and district councils, you know, in their eyes running fine. Why did we need this devolution?
Yeah, absolutely. And this was a governmental decision. As Liberal Democrats, we didn't agree with this and we campaigned against it. We were happy with the boroughs and district councils as they were. But this came from the Labour government. Obviously, local government reorganisation was one of their key policies. And for Surrey now, the legislation has been passed. So we are in the situation where East and West Surrey will exist from 1st of April. So we need to make a success of that. But what I'm calling for government is to make sure that we understand the legal clarity around the decisions they've made, and they give us the financial funding to make sure that it is a success for our residents, so that the councils can really deliver the services that our residents deserve.
Has Angela Rayner given you any reasoning for the decision? Has she contacted you at all, or are you just getting radio silence?
So in the chamber yesterday, she did agree to a meeting with all of the Liberal Democrat Surrey MPs. So we are hopeful that we'll get a meeting. Obviously, we'll wait for a date on that. And yesterday, my colleague Zoe Franklin, the MP for Guildford, also called for a humble address to try to get government to publish the legal advice behind this decision as well.
While I've got you, can I just get you on the sanctions that have just been announced by the government, by Ed Miliband, the sanctions on the Israeli settlements? What's your reaction to that today?
Well, obviously, this is something that, you know, we've been calling for as Liberal Democrats for a long period of time. The government's now going in the direction of the Liberal Democrat policy cause for a while. We're pleased that they're moving forward with these sanctions.
Israel's president has called the trade embargo a grave miscalculation. Should we be concerned as citizens of an escalation of relationships?
Look, I think we'll see what happens moving forward, but obviously different leaders, dependent on their view, will always push back when decisions are made that they don't particularly agree with.